Hey guys, welcome to the Name Redacted podcast. This is Chris Nielsen speaking. I'm just setting this up. I'm not actually on this episode, which is weird, but we're taking a week off for the holidays for celebrate New Year's and stuff. But at NC Comic Con last month, we got a stack of beta codes for Tom Clancy's new game, yeah, The Division, and it's spectacular. I'm sure you heard Colin talk about it on the blurb, but and most importantly, if you want to win one of those, get on Twitter and send us an at reply or tweet out and use the hashtag Division Redacted. That's the hashtag. Or on Facebook, you can send us a comment or tag us in a post and do the same thing. But you have to have listened to this episode to win those. And the way we're going to know is you're going to have to say something like, I want one of those division codes. And then your specific code for you will be the third letter in either your Facebook name or your Twitter handle. So somehow incorporate that hashtag or at reply or hit us up on Facebook and somehow let us know that your code is the third letter in your name. Thanks again, guys. Hope you enjoy the episode. This is an old one that we recorded. It's a video game episode, somewhat appropriately. And here's the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again this week to Name Redacted. This is episode 15.1. We're 15 weeks in, man.
That's fucking scary.
It is a little scary. If we sound like we got a little bit of something going on with us eating today, it's because we have a lot of food. We have chips and hummus.
It's not the best for broadcasting.
Yeah, and one of our guests today actually works at a bakery here in town, and he brought us some goodies, so we might be gnawing down on that as well. As always, I am Alexander Fulmer, one of your gracious hosts. Here with me, as always, is Colin Norris.
Hello.
And we actually are not going to have Google or Chris today.
Because they're dicks.
They
you guys are
out.
Being less professional. I thought they were unfortunately unavailable to come.
No, they talked shit about me when I couldn't come. So fuck them.
We're not exactly the most PC crowd of people. Our topic for today is video games, and we have two very special guests with us today. One of them is a buddy of mine that I've worked with for a couple months now, who is a, I guess a video game aficionado is a good term to use today, regardless of whether or not aficionado is apt, we're gonna use it.
We'll discuss that.
We'll discuss that on the show. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Ben Burgess, and I'm okay. I'm pretty good with some video games, but I'm actually kind of out of the loop on more recent ones, so it may not be as relevant as...
This isn't like current event video game day, this is just video game day.
This week in video game news.
I don't know.
Something happened, someone won't press the button.
Xbox made people happy and then pissed people off, and so did PS4, I don't know, whatever.
Neither of which I don't own either.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck it.
It's impossible to find one as far as right now.
Yeah. And our second special guest with us today is actually a longtime friend of me and Colin's.
Yep.
That's been around Winston for a long time. We actually know him and his brother and his sister and have
all
of
McHugh's.
All
the McHugh's are infamous.
Yeah.
Infamous sound.
The infamous McHugh's.
I actually used to do theater stuff with Lily, the little sister.
Oh, yeah.
I know your parents as well pretty well. they would come into whatever bar or restaurant I was working at the time and be like,
Karen. Karen, she's a sweetheart.
So please introduce yourself to everyone at home.
My name is Kevin McHugh. I've been a longtime video gamer ever since my parents actually let us have one, a system. The first one I ever got was a Nintendo 64 when the Xbox came out.
Wow!
So they finally, I think I was in high school at the time, and they finally said, you know what, kids, you're adults, kind of, you can drive. You want a motherfucking Nintendo 64? By all means, go out and buy it yourself. And so I had a Nintendo with Mario Kart and GoldenEye.
I mean, if you're going to start with games,
why not start with the ones that
are golden?
That was my introduction to console video gaming, and it's kind of been a wild ride since then. Yeah. So
You guys will hear us referring to Kevin throughout the night as both of us.
Every time I said Kevin's coming over, who?
Like,
yeah, he's like, oh, Kevin's coming. I was like, I don't think we agreed Kevin Harrell was coming today. But actually, since I did talk to him yesterday on Friday when I went to do the AVX HeroClix tournament, and he's free now.
Yeah,
because for a while.
Because
Walking Dead's on hiatus, so he'll be able to come in. He actually said he might want to come in on Wednesday, so we might get him in here.
I'm off all day Wednesday.
Cool, we're good then. So today, as we said earlier, is about video games, and we're gonna do a few different things today. We're gonna talk about how we got into video games, what video games kind of shaped us as video gamers, like the things that we think are our favorite and least favorite styles of video games. We're gonna pick one or two and go overrated, underrated, with whether or not we think they're as good as everyone says, or whether they're total shit.
I'm gonna catch so much hell.
Oh, yeah, I am too. And we're also gonna
War that is just gonna come.
Yeah. We're packing a lot into this episode because Ben actually brought a couple sound clips from some video games. And he's going to have us rate the sound clips on whether or not we would play the video game based on the sound clips.
I thought there would be more people here that weren't. Because, Vosevius, you like the video games, and you're familiar with the video games. Basically,
it's
Alex
just me.
Is the only one here
over here. I'm like, I played like six things.
but
it kind of sounds like it sucks.
This is actually the greatest.
I'll just be playing some music from the games because I think music in games is a really interesting topic.
Yeah.
It is. And it's something the listeners can also play along with, too, because I'm just going to have you guys rate how much you want to play the game based on just the music.
And sound off on the Facebook once you guys...
Yes, please
do. We'll post a comment. We'll post a status about it, and you guys can tell us what you guys think.
We have a lot of things that we're going to be uploading here in the next couple weeks. We figured everybody was taking a little bit of time to catch up on some of the old episodes, and we've been working on our back end, so it's been...
The butt.
Been working on our ass. Trying to work out those glutes.
They need it. It's held together with spit.
I thought this was a gluten-free podcast. I'm sorry.
Everything
yep,
was
and
so
I'm, I'm out of here.
Play it up, Jimmy.
Actually, the chips I'm eating are gluten-free.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Well, I guess... In that aspect, yeah, we're going well with the gluten-free right now.
And I'm drinking water.
Yeah, there you go.
That's very gluten-free.
So healthy.
It's free of a lot of things.
No, the 20 in my pocket's going towards beer after that.
So today, we're going to start off with how everyone kind of got introduced to video games in terms of how they became a video gamer. Let's start with Colin. Colin, why don't you take it out with this one?
I was like one of those weird lucky kids that I grew up, you know, I wasn't lower middle class, I wasn't upper middle class, I was middle class. Like, just middle class. The definition.
Upper, lower, middle, upper middle class.
Exactly.
You were the goal of every communist state.
Exactly. Right there in the middle. I had a gaming console in my house since I can remember. Like, one of my earliest memories is, like, sitting on the couch with my mom watching her beat Super Mario Brothers 1. Till like 1 a.m. in the morning. 1 a.m. in the morning. Not 1 p.m. in the morning. 1 a.m. in the morning.
I was waiting for you to catch that. I was like, capital of redundancy.
Department of Redundancy Department. Video games have been... I've never been great at them. I've always just been kind of... Meh. I enjoy them. Like, older video games just annoy the hell out of me.
Because they're hard. Older video games are hard.
Now, that's... Continue, please.
I'm
going to
answer that right now. As I've gotten older, I've been able to go back and revisit stuff like Legend of Zelda and Zelda Link to the Past and stuff like that and really, really fucking enjoy it.
That game.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll never beat that shit.
But like my formidable gaming years... My formidable gaming years really came about when the N64 was released. And so I had that and I had like Turok. I was the first kid on my block to have GoldenEye, so everybody came to my house.
So your house is just like a revolving.
He had no
kids.
Friends until that very moment. Yeah.
You're not far off the mark.
Guys, I'm popular now.
So yeah, I mean, I've always been quote unquote a gamer for whatever that's worth. So it started very early for me.
I hate that word gamer.
I do too. It's very.
Except when Logan says it. When Logan says he's a gamer, like, I buy it, and I'm totally, like, I'm like, yeah, man.
I'm over him posting about Dota.
Whatever. All I know is that when he's on the podcast, he's like, I am a gamer, and he's like, hands do the fucking, like, the double karate chop for emphasis.
Double dude.
It's like, and you're just like, yeah, no, he's right, because
no, right.
You can't be that enthusiastic about it if it's not true.
Yeah. You have to accept all... labels at that point.
Yeah.
All forms you can't hide from it.
Of gamer status.
Like, even if he said, I am a jackass. Like,
he is really committed.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Great.
And That's a cool thing is that he talked about being a gamer to the aspect of, like, he would go to the arcade and just play fucking arcade games and...
Shit. I did that too, but
that's a lost art.
I mostly just hung out and watched the kids play DDR and just snicker.
Hey. Especially the fat kids.
Yeah, but this is like two weeks DDR ago. We still do that. You know?
Right.
I invite all snickering.
That's when I was in my cool kid phase. That lasted about 5.5 minutes.
I saw your face when you said the cool kid phase, and it was like this small little growing smile of...
when I thought I was a cool kid.
There you go. Bosey.
Yes. So I have been playing video games for a lot of my brief existence. When I was growing up in Los Angeles, my dad had a computer, like an old Mac, like a... Apple II, Macintosh.
Wow.
The computers that stereotypically look like computers,
right,
in the Microsoft.
Yeah, they still have like the little icons in the floppy disk.
Yeah.
And so the very first game, I'm pretty sure...
Zumba Muncher.
No, that was later.
That's later.
Prince of Persia. The original Prince of Persia in black and white on my Apple II or whatever the hell it was. And, you know, this was like the very first rotoscoped, like... beautifully animated platformer video game that was huge. It was like Tetris big for a very niche market. And growing up, you know, I started off with that, and so I always kind of had like an adventure kind of, I don't know, genre following as I got older. And then I got into Doom, came out for the computer.
Yes.
That
Doom was
a big
banned
one.
From my house.
No, even before that, we had Wolfenstein 3D.
Was this the Wolfenstein that you had to boot from DOS?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
C/Wolf3D, enter Wolf3D.exe, or, you know, whatever the hell it was. They didn't have it.
It was like C/run.
Yeah.
God.
So,
woo! Console command.
So I had a lot of adventure games, a lot of shooting games, a lot of violent games, and then there was Myst, that's kind of what shaped my understanding of video games transcending just entertainment and becoming an art form. And it was like my family would gather around the warm computer monitor. And my dad like bought like the strategy guide in case like the kids got really like stuck and
you had to check it.
And we would, the five of us would sit here and be transported to this immersive, incredible, beautiful world. And
that game still holds up.
It's awesome. I mean, it's, you know, it's a little clunky now, and it's point and click, and, you know, there's a soft spot in my heart for all that. But, you know, yeah, for the most part, the sense of adventure and exploration is really kind of what I look for now in video games.
Yeah.
And that was all shaped by primarily Prince of Persia, Doom, Wolfenstein, and Myst. Kind of an odd bag, a mixed bag of stuff. So I've been doing it for a long time now.
Nice. Ben.
Well, my mom bought a NES for my father for an anniversary gift, and he never touched the thing.
I was about to say, that's like, oh, great, honey.
Yeah, but I had it since I was alive, so, yeah, that's basically where I started playing games, is I was playing Super Mario Brothers at age 3, and my parents have stories about me, because I was actually afraid of Bowser. When I was a kid.
I'd have to
give my controller to, I'd be like, Mom or Dad, do it for me. I don't want to do Bowser.
to be fair, neither did Princess Peach.
Oh, hey now.
So I started off with the NES. And my parents, they're like, he's playing that way too much. And so they didn't get me an SNES, but then they caved and finally got me an N64.
When I talk with
a lot of my friends now, they're like, oh yeah, all those SNES games, and I didn't play Super Metroid or Earthbound.
Oh,
or
god,
game.
Super Metroid.
I didn't play them until way after.
Yeah, right. I played Super Metroid recently, and I'm like, amazing, yes. I wish I could have played this.
I just recently
kid.
Did half of a playthrough of Earthbound, just when I still had my laptop. And I was like, I don't get it. I'm just trying to...
You were gonna... Oh my god, I'm thinking about your Facebook page right now.
I know.
I said that. Oh god.
Sorry.
Ian is probably sitting there, that motherfucker.
I know.
Cocking his gun.
Loving you.
Son of a bitch.
And this is the kid with the, you know, original, like, copy of Earthbound. Like,
is it still sealed?
I don't think it's sealed, because he would probably retire from Hutch and Harris if it was sealed.
I would too, shit. The cult following that game has is just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly.
Go on then. Sorry.
Yeah, so in 64, I got a GameCube. I was a Nintendo kid. My parents didn't want to get me a lot of consoles, so I was a Nintendo fanboy. I did get into PC gaming when I went to college, and that's basically all I do now, although I do go back to consoles plenty of times, just because they're fun. Yeah, I just play a little bit of everything now. I don't play a whole lot of sports or racing games, though. Okay. I can never really get into those.
Oh, you don't say.
If you drive a car, I better be able to hit somebody with it. You
know? Yeah. Is this Burnout?
Yeah.
I don't get points for exploding shit? I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
I don't care about NASCAR.
No fun. You get points for not hitting things. That doesn't sound
that
lame.
No. What do you mean this is like driving simulator? I can go outside.
I
have a car. Here's the key, Jingle Jingle.
The guy who made Gran Turismo, they had an interview with him, and it's like, so how'd you come up with the idea for Gran Turismo? And one day I decided I want to make a game about driving my car. Okay,
that's
and
very
I guess
Japanese.
That's very.
Say.
It's very Japanese.
Yeah, it's a very Japanese.
I do have Forza Motorsport though, and that is a good game. It's a good game. You got to make your own fun. You know, like
I can see that. See, like sitting around drunk with my friends, it's like, let's see how much of this course we can do. In reverse.
Right. Yeah. Backwards. with the traffic.
We used to do the most insane shit with Gran Turismo 3. We'd basically take all the drag off of the front of the car and put it onto the end of the car. So it just stand up. And then, like, we'd take turns in between who had the bong and we it was amazing.
It's just like watching a Garry's Mod video or something.
Yeah, exactly.
See, if I had a PC that could run Garry's Mod, I wouldn't be here right now.
A toaster can run Garry's Mod.
A Linux toaster?
A Linux brand toaster with a bagel in it can fucking run any Source Engine game.
That's what's beautiful about Source
Engine. With a bagel.
Multitasking with a bagel.
Oh, God.
Griffin and Jeff are missing the best episode.
You know what racing game I do like, though, is F-Zero. F-Zero is fun.
That's
because it's not really a racing game.
I was
going to
say,
that's more of a
that's
car
like
game.
Extreme G, too. Remember Extreme G?
Is that the one on the N64?
It was on the N64, and then they had
that
Extreme
had, like, Mario
Kart-style
power-ups, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that one, yeah.
So those games, I feel like there's been a huge... Like, back in the day, you had, like, real drive-in... Like apostrophe, you know, and you had the before that, you know, it was DOS, and you had the car that simulated car physics, and you would go around this course, and then it had like a big loop de loop at the end, and like it was impossible, you know, and it was in the arcade for like a half a year, but ever since then, like graphics and physics and everything got better, and all of a sudden you had like
physics got better, the actual
the physical universe changed.
In that time.
And then video games just adopted that new model. But it went from, like, crazy insane, like, you know, like Cruising USA to, like, San Francisco Rush to...
God, I love the Rush games.
To
holy
Extreme
shit.
G to you know, what Burnout now.
Yeah.
And then you had the other, like, very slow-burning, very kind of boring and niche.
Grindy, just
like,
grind.
You are
I do,
in a car, you can do nothing
I do
else.
Want to say something interesting. I played a racing MMO once called Drift City.
I've heard of that.
I've heard of Drift City,
It
yeah.
was actually really fun, because a lot of MMOs, if you're playing by yourself and not doing the social thing, it's basically just get a quest, go there, do the thing, come back. And, like, the walking is really boring. They just decided to make the whole transportation thing, like, the fun part of the game. It is really, it's a pretty fun game.
The new Need for Speeds all have, like, open world, like, hubs now. And, like, you don't just, like, pick a race and then race. It's, you... actually drive around the city and just like see somebody and like flash your headlights like old Tokyo Extreme Racing.
Gorgeous! That was my favorite game that game.
And then, it's very immersive in that way, because you never break out of like, oh, okay, now I'm in a menu, now I'm in the car, now I'm in a menu, now I'm in the car.
And
that's really interesting.
That has a lot to do with Criterion taking over the Need for Speed franchise.
Right.
Those were the guys who did Burnout, so
you
can see a lot of carryover.
Of course.
Next topic.
Yeah, I think we touched on the racing games we played, which is like three of
them. The ones where like, sports and racing suck.
Yeah, let's talk about racing games.
My favorite are like, yeah, I play video games. Well, cool, what do you play? I buy Madden every year.
It's A.
You have a $600 Madden machine.
A,
it's
I mean,
better than the Netflix machine.
Mine kind of
people
want
to pay that much money for the dim footballs. That's fine.
I'm even a football fan. I watch football, but
I'm not into it.
Speaking of which, I need to check on the game.
I actually got started on video games. I've for as long as I can remember, we had video game systems too. But the thing was that me and my brother weren't really into doing video game stuff. Like we just weren't. We were just very much active outdoors kind of kids. And like I remember having, you know, DOS boot up games and stuff too. I remember having games like the airplane game where everything was just like a solid color line. Like and it wasn't even really graphics. It was just like, well, you're just shooting little pellets out of, like, literally just, like, solid lines that are connecting together to make a shape that it looks was, like a plane.
It was ASDII gaming.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what we started on, and we had Doom. My brother killed Doom all the time. And, like, we had Duck Hunt, and we had, like, the little game pad where you could do, like, the racing game in the Olympics and all that shit. Like, we had all those games. We were a Sega household, though. That's what we were. We had the Sega Genesis. We had the Sega CD.
Saturn?
We did not, I did not get Saturn. It didn't appeal to me.
Did you get the 32X expansion for the Genesis?
Oh my god.
No, we had
Star Wars 32X.
Yeah. No, we had the Genesis that had the port with the CD, Sega CD that you could just attach to it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the flat port and we had both.
I've seen a picture.
Sewer Sharks was the first thing that I
Sewer Sharks. What happened to full motion video?
Yeah, that was the first game that I ever played that I was like, this feels real. Like, this feels actually real to me.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was a great game. And then Dreamcast was my favorite system of all time.
Oh, mine too. Can we pour one out for Dreamcast?
There's still, I've got one in my room under my bed.
Oh, awesome.
Do you have Shenmue?
I don't anymore. I've got, like, the Power Stone games.
Power Stone 1 and 2?
Yeah.
With Toy Commander?
Yep. Yeah. But no, I never really became a video game person. There were about 3 or 4 video games that I latched onto really hard. I played Game Boy more than I played anything else, really, to be honest. Like, I loved Pokemon games, I loved the old Metroid, the old, what's it called? Golden Sun was a game that I played a lot.
Golden Sun is an awesome fucking portable JRPG.
Yeah. The games that I got into real hard, honestly, were, like, I played the shit out of Smash Brothers. I played the shit out of RTS's Tiberian Sun from Command and Conquer.
God,
Red Alert 2, those are my two favorites from that genre.
Bought Red Alert 2.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I bought it 3 times because I keep wanting to go back and revisit it.
Oh, God.
And then I got real deep into World of Warcraft for a long time. And then after I stopped doing that, the only things I've really played since then are the newest version of Smash Brothers. We played PlayStation All-Stars a lot, Adventure, and we played Pain and all those games, and then
we played a lot of social games.
We played social games a lot, and then I played a little bit of Guild Wars 2 for part of the year, and out of everyone here, I'm least qualified in terms of a gamer person.
I still have opinions.
I still have opinions on them, and like I'm pretty well versed in older games and whatnot. But yeah, we'll move on to the next topic.
I have an opinion about this carrot cake that's about to be in my mouth.
I'm about to get fork and
all of it.
Go to town on that.
I'm happy as a clam with my English ale.
Let's move on to our next thing that we're going to talk about is favorite genre and least favorite genre of game.
Okay.
Per person. And while I throw this off on you guys, I'm going to go get forks for us. Because that seems like the smartest thing to do. Ben, take it away.
All right.
So, favorite and least favorite genre.
Well, I think I already said that I don't really play sports or racing games, so that would probably be my least favorite genre, would be the sports, because I have not touched a sport game since NFL Blitz on the N64.
That was a great game.
Because it was fun, because you could sit on people's faces.
Blitz the League, the follow-up that wasn't franchise, wasn't licensed by the NFL.
I heard good things about that.
It was fun as shit.
Yeah.
Except for I kept breaking my skull in the game. I just couldn't progress.
My favorite genre, I don't think I have one. I play basically whatever. I got into FPSs in college, and I played the shit out of TF2. I think I have like 700 hours on that.
How many hats do you have?
I was going to bring that up later, but yeah.
I have 3 hats.
I got out before I got the hat craze got reached fever pitch.
Yeah.
I played that game because it was fun to shoot things and because I'm really good at medic. Because I'm awesome at healing stuff.
I hate the aesthetic for Team Fortress 2.
Really?
It's so goofy. I think it's so funny.
I don't know. Cell shading and goofiness works in some areas, but I it doesn't appeal to me at all.
Because I played the shit out of I played the shit out of TF1.
See, so did I.
With source for the original TF source.
Is this key lime cheesecake?
Oh shit, it might be.
This is key lime cheesecake.
I'm waiting for him to be like, I'm allergic. Yeah,
right. I'm in anaphylactic shock.
Does anyone have an EpiPen?
I don't. Yeah. I just feel like Team Fortress 1, back when Half-Life mods were huge, I mean, I played Counter-Strike more than I would like to admit, but I don't know, it's just like Zelda Wind Waker, like, really jarring when you first booted up, and it's like, wow, this is all cel-shaded and bright and colorful, and it just felt immature to me, and then, like, you know, I actually played the game, and it was like, wow, this is...
I like the cel-shading on Wind Waker. I feel like it holds up really well.
And that was my next point. As time goes by, if the more realistic a game is trying to be in a, you know, lackluster graphics environment, you're going to fail eventually when you look back. It's like, oh, wow, it's like, you know, a PlayStation 1 game with the big floppy polygons. Yeah. But cel-shading
when you go back to, like, Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask, as awesome as those games are, when you look at some of the textures, just... and then that's the texture on the ground.
can we all agree that Majora's Mask is possibly the creepiest game that's ever been released.
I played a little bit of it, and just that fucking moon.
So
it's not scary. It's not terrifying. It's creepy.
It's unsettling.
Yeah, it's unsettling. It's unsettling. A great term.
I wouldn't say it's better than Ocarina of Time, but it is. It's my favorite as well. But I don't think it is better.
I feel like I value.
Which is a weird thing.
No, it's not a weird thing. We actually talked about this. There's a difference between favorite and the best.
Yeah.
Because, my favorite album by somebody, I can widely admit, is not the best album by that band.
Yeah.
I can say that all day. Like, and my favorite song is not the best song by that artist.
Cool. All right. Then I feel validated.
Yeah.
Better.
So you're you like some FPSs?
Yes, I like some FPSs. I only played StarCraft. I didn't get into RTS. Sorry, Alex.
Yes. StarCraft is good.
I love platformers. I'm a big platformer nerd. Super Meat Boy, I want to be the guy. Yes, please.
So you enjoy suffering.
I enjoy suffering.
I want to be the guy who's possibly the most entertaining thing I've ever seen.
I saw a Let's
play
of that, and I had a mini panic attack watching a Let's Play.
It's like you play the first two levels, and you're like, yeah, I got this. Level 3. Fuck!
That's how I felt with Super Meat Boy, too. God, fuck that game.
All those games are terrifying.
I love strategy games. Advance Wars is probably one of my favorite games of all time.
Right on.
I like all games except for sports games. So.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
I wish I could be that open-minded. I really do.
Well, Colin.
I'm sort of in that vein of, like, I like every game. My least favorite genre is Call of Duty. Because it is a genre at this point.
Spunk gargle wee wee.
I really don't like the annualized, hyper, like, gritty, pseudo-realistic future war shit. I'm just not into it.
God, I love that shit. I do.
I like some of it. Like, Battlefield 2042 was awesome.
Yeah.
But just like it's just become so plain. Like, I play games for the story. I get invested in the story. I don't get invested in level and grinding just because, oh shit, I got prestige, so I got a silver platinum coated gun that doesn't exist in real life.
So I'm sure there's some African warlord with a
no, I'm saying it doesn't exist.
ACR.
No, I'm sure there is, but I'm saying it doesn't exist in my house. It's on there, and in a year, when the next one comes out, it doesn't matter because I gotta start all over again. My favorite genres are shooters and adventure games. And when I say shooters, cool. I mean, like, not some first person, some third person, but shooters and adventure games are probably my absolute two favorite. Like, I'm in love with what Telltale Game is doing right now.
No, yeah.
They're just...
Haven't had the pleasure yet.
Crushing it over and over and over again. Borderlands 2 and Borderlands 1, like, granted it's, like, a Diablo-like, but it's a first-person shooter about guns.
Yeah.
The writing for it is so good, you have fun with it all the time.
I've been playing a platform shooter that's kind of Diablo-like called Risk of Rain.
Okay.
For that.
It's pretty fun. It's really hard. It's actually a roguelike, which means you die and then you have to start over.
Permanent.
I just saw something.
And so
it's called Nightmare Mode.
Yeah, it's one of those just one more run games for me. I had stayed up too late this morning playing.
I got really into N Plus for a while. Did you ever play that?
Was that the one that's like the jumping cube on the screen with the cubes? No, that's something else.
No, this
was that Thomas Was Alone?
Yeah, maybe.
Thomas Was Alone is fantastic.
N Plus was like this. It's basically like a puzzle game, and you were a little ninja doing trials, and like
yeah,
it was sort of ninja. that was a lot of fun. I also like puzzle games a lot, like a lot of the logic puzzles and a lot of the Valve games.
Yeah.
Like a lot of logic puzzles in Half-Life 2 and a lot of the
physics.
All the logic puzzles.
Portal. And Portal. Shit.
I would watch this dude. Shout out to Ghost Robo on YouTube. He's one of my favorite Let's Play guys. But I would get so frustrated watching him play Portal 2 that I'd be like, no! It's so simple! It is so fucking easy!
That is not a spectator sport, those games, Portal 1 and 2.
No, but it's definitely like one of those games, I like playing games that like when I finally figure out the answer, I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But yeah, those
it's gratifying at the same time.
My least favorite, probably, anything that's overly simulation. Hmm. Like, flight simulators and driving simulators. Overly complicated, where I just want to sit down and play a game, and like I want to escape for a little bit. And if that's your escape, that's fine. That's totally fine. Because I logged, I think, final count, I got really into TIE Fighter in early high school.
Nice.
I easily logged 500 hours in TIE Fighter. I was in the Emperor's inner circle. If you got tattoos.
What part of the body is that?
It's
just sticking next to the Emperor all the time, hugging him.
I log a lot of hours playing that.
I stay right in that sternum.
That's kind of like Flight Simulator Lite.
But you know, that was restricted by the technology at the time. I mean, TIE Fighter and
now
X-Wing.
Have you seen these guys on Reddit that like build 747 cockpits and they're garage?
That shit flips me the
it's
hell
so,
out. That's like
cool
an Al-Qaeda training simulator.
Thank you. I mean, the NSA isn't all bad.
God.
So, Kevin.
Yes.
I'm glad we can juggle.
Right, genres. So,
It's been long enough.
Yeah. So, I feel pretty much exactly the same. I can touch on why I love and hate all genres of video games, but I don't play a lot of sports games. I'm not into sports a lot, you know.
Sports ball.
It's just, like, you know, hand egg and football, and, you know, it's not what I'm all about, which is fine. I don't look down on people who play sports games, because it's like, to me, it's like chess. You know the rules better than I do. You're better at it than I am.
You win.
At the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference. But you have fun doing it, fine. That's cool. Same with Call of Duty, stuff like that.
Yeah, when I hear people talk about like just sports in general, sometimes, I'm like, that sounds really interesting if I knew who all these people were,
right,
and what their strengths
were
and all that.
And you think about it.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, you think about the guys really recording out of this. The dudes who are recording the sports podcast right now being like, God, they've never heard of Thomas Was Alone or what Steambox is or, you know, all this shit. So I don't pass
judgment.
Steambox
sounds really inappropriate,
Ooh,
though.
That's on the late night podcast.
We are going to tell you guys about our new Steam.
We have a special OS.
I said I was watching, I was on Reddit and I was like, Steambox gets opened. And I was like,
yeah. It's like, is this our cooking?
I just Gaben's head to pop out. Surprise!
And then you fat to it anyway.
Yeah, right, yeah. At that point, you've come this far.
When you did that,
you come
just,
a little more.
With the surprise, I immediately thought of fucking Mortal Kombat 3. Tosties!
I like shooting games. I like games with guns and blood and gore and fucking just people's heads being exploded. I love that. It's hysterical to me.
It is.
It's,
Some
it's
of the kill animations are just amazing.
It's like watching a comedy, you know? It's just
especially
like,
when they ragdoll.
Yeah. the introduction of ragdoll physics on dead bodies was like
the
turning
gravity
point.
Gun.
You know? Oh, like, too. Yeah,
I just realized how much more interesting this conversation would have been with Logan here. Oh man, that would have been so much fun.
Yeah.
Video game episode number 2, starring Logan Hatch.
But that's the thing, like Cliffy B, once said in an interview, pretty much we people who play video games have been conditioned to interact with the world via a gun. If you see a wall, if you shoot it, and the flakes come off like original Max Payne, you know, everything had a different texture that would fall out of it.
It's really cool.
That's the only way we can really interact. We've been born and bred and raised to only interact with the game world through weapons. Through violence, really. And I love that shit. Like, I love that shit. I'm not a violent person. It's not like me blowing off steam, like, oh, I'm really mad at my boss. I'm going to go home and run people over in Grand Theft Auto. It's just, it's the spectacle. It's like watching an action movie, but, you know, beyond that, beyond the gore.
It's not passive. It's active.
Yeah,
I want to be Jason Statham.
It's engaging, you know, and I do like the military simulators. I played the original Operation Flashpoint before it became Arma. Like, okay. That was a lot of fun. I love Counter-Strike. That's not a simulator, but, you know, it was cool. Like, if a game has good mechanics and a sense of weight and purpose, it could be holding a gun or a portal gun, and I will usually love it. I'm very tactile in the responses. If it feels good to play, I'll play it. And that crosses all genres. Like, I've just gotten into, like, you know, RPGs, like fantasy RPGs. Never really played them. And then I played Dark Souls. That was my introduction.
I'm sorry.
That's a mistake. It's the hardest game ever been made.
So that, I heard that, and I was like, really?
Okay. I don't want you to understand the mechanics.
No. Once you understand the mechanics, it gets harder. Because you're like, this is what I should have done. Why didn't I do this? I'm perfectly capable of blocking. It is the best game I've ever played. Hands down, without a doubt. Game of the year all years. Dark Souls made me look at video games differently. And it sucks to say that because I played it so recently. So it's not discounting everything I played before, but it's just like, now this is the watershed moment where I'm like, I can't really play anything better than this for a long time. And I hate RPGs. I just don't play RPGs.
Right.
And yet I play this, and, like, it's rivaling some of the best games I've ever played. And that's crazy. So I like kind of a bit of everything. I like guns. I like...
We've heard.
Dwiving claws. I like...
So you're more action-oriented.
It's more action, but, okay. You know, as it, action done well. Because games like Call of Duty where it's like...
Yeah.
You know, press X to win,
you
press
can do
X
anything
not to die. Borderlands
like
great.
Twitch shooters. Like, Call of Duty to me is the
definition
of a Twitch shooter.
I need a little more purpose, a more Rainbow Six kind of Tom Clancy.
I wish Arma could be ported to consoles, because I would play the shit out of it.
Well, hey, maybe on a PS4 I might be able to handle it. But
the problem is, like, that's why I find PC gaming so prohibitive, is because of its entry level.
Yes, it's very expensive to buy a ticket.
Absolutely, I'm missing out on all these amazing bundles, like the Humble Bundle.
My first concert was The Who at Madison Square Garden. Well, good for you, asshole.
Exactly. And, like, the glorious PC gaming master race, as Yahtzee likes to call them.
Ironically,
because it's really funny, because he said that... Because
now he is primarily on gaming on PC now.
But he said that as, like, a fucking joke. To make fun of all the PC dudes, and now the PC is like, PC Master Race, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that was, it's making fun of you.
And now if you're on 4chan anymore, it's PC Mustard Race. Which is, like, tickles me pink.
It was console peasants, and now it's console pheasants. I'm just making fun of.
But even Steam sales, Steam is such a good delivery system.
It really
is.
Now that they've figured out how to fuck it to work their infrastructure.
Great. Dude, listen, I have a MacBook Pro, a 2007 MacBook Pro.
That's the first one I had, too.
With a Windows 7, with Parallels desktop with Windows 7 loaded in, partitioned on my drive. I have a GeForce 9600, like, toaster.
Yeah, you're right.
And
I am
buying games on Steam. Because they're on sale, they're $5, I can't play them at all. I can't even get close. I can't even open up the splash screen. And I'll buy these games because I know that one day I'll be able to play them on a rig that I build.
What I found is revolutionary, that the PlayStation, what Sony has, and hooking up with Gaikai. They're doing outsourced processing.
Yeah.
So you can sit there and, like, basically, if I wanted to play, if I could get that thing hooked up to the internet, I could use the Gaikai servers to process the graphics,
I could play it on a toaster.
What? Here. This is a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
They're working on this. Yes. Wow.
So they're just, yeah, so they're, you're just, the game is streaming.
Right, and it's cloud-based, it's outsourcing the processing power.
You need really fast internet.
I really haven't heard of
it. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Stupid fast.
Yeah. Google.
T12.
You need to live in Kansas City and have Google as your
right. Word. What the fuck, Google?
I hate how, like, Kansas City is now the mecca of internet. Oh, like, why didn't we do this?
See here, I've got this giant server rack.
I used it to hold my milk crates, but now, I don't know, these guys in suits came by.
Something about Sun Microsystems and Google.
We renamed our town Google.
Now I get my naked pictures faster, so I...
Well, there is a place that did Costco, rename our town I love you. Google.
Oh, that's right, because they wanted to get
they
Google
to
Fiber.
Get that, yeah.
Yeah.
I will suck Sarity's dick to get Google Fiber.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I'm on record
just
saying
eat
that.
Some Google vegetables, and you'll have
to I'm just going to get in my Google car and go to Google work.
Yes.
And then use my Google phone.
Vince Vaughn works at Google now, right?
I think they made a documentary.
Big commercial. It was a documentary.
Yeah. Awesome. I remember that. Owen Wilson was there. For me, I as much as I loved playing the old Halo games, FPSs are just so horribly boring to me because it doesn't matter what cool, weird, cool weaponry that I get to use that doesn't exist. Like, the needle gun is awesome and sticky grenades are cool. And all that shit's cool and, like, a beam sword's awesome and a giant hammer that crushes people to death is really fun, but, like...
Especially when you're playing with your friends.
Yeah, I mean, right. It's still a fucking first-person shooter. It's still that. Like, it's always gonna be that. It's never going to be anything else. It's always going to be a first-person shooter, and it's never going to change. And, you know, that's fine. I mean, they're clearly doing something right because fucking Black Ops and all that shit, giant game sales every single year, and, like, and fucking goddamn, you know, college frat boys eat that shit up and get on there and call 7-year-old kids faggots and shit. And, like,
and the 7-year-old tells the bro that, he fucked his mom.
Yeah, I mean, like, and clearly that...
It's pretty much like the UN.
Yeah, and, like, I gotta be honest with you, like, clearly their fucking business model is working, because they do a shit ton of business.
It's plateaued.
It's funny you should mention...
But still, they still make a ton of money every year, because they're like, oh, well, here's this new version of this game that we changed three things on, so, you know, get it again, and everybody's like, you okay? And then they go out and fucking buy it.
Yeah,
because
you're right, because the one thing that Call of Duty Ghost said at E3 this year was... Fish physics.
Everyone went fucking crazy.
That's the only thing that changed.
So you outgrew first person shooters.
I mean, like, I was never really... I was always... Like, we went over to my friend Chip's house, and he was super fucking wealthy. Like, he was the wealthiest friend we had growing up. They had a movie theater in their basement. They had a 55-inch flat screen. They were one of the first people that had flat screens. So, and then they had this little, like... 12-inch fucking old school monitor, and we'd hook up 3 Xboxes. The top 4 players would play downstairs.
Hell
The next
capture
four
the flag on some Halo. Dude.
And so basically, we'd play the massive, you know, fucking we'd play free for alls and shit, and like whoever got 1 through 4 was gonna be playing in the basement on the fucking theater, and then the next 4 people were gonna be playing on the flat screen, and then. Numbers fucking 9 and 10 always had to play on the fucking 12-inch screen. I'm glad to say I never got the 12-inch screen. I never, like... But, I mean, I was always middle of the pack. Like, you know, once every 3 games, I'd be like, oh, I get to go play on the theater screen. And then I'd have to go right the fuck back upstairs and walk my fat ass upstairs. Like, but, you know, like... And, you know, those games were fun playing with your bros.
So you don't like first-person shooters?
They're not my thing. Like, if I want to play with my buddies every once
in a while,
he just made
with a lot of.
I don't know.
So, like, I mean, like, I understand the appeal of first person shooters, and they can be fun and all that, but for the longest part of my life, like, I can't remember a point in time where I've sat down and gone, you know what I want to do today? Sit in my room by myself and shoot people on the internet. I've never wanted to do that.
That's like, what I don't get into multiplayer.
like, hate I just, multiplayer now. I was all into it before.
See, that's all I do nowadays.
See,
I hate other people.
I play with friends, that's why I play video games. I'd be lying if the next two genres that came out of my mouth aren't what they are for my favorites. Because I hate to admit that these two things are my favorites, but they're the two things I've been best at consistently and the two things I've wasted the most amount of my time on.
Right.
Number one, brawlers. Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
PSA. All that shit. Like, we were just Power Stone. Brawlers. That was my shit. Like, that's what I love. I just love four dudes on a ring just beating the piss out of each other. It's super fun for me. It's always been like that. It'll never change. It's always going to be in my brain. It's like, this is just fun. It's just really fucking fun.
Yep.
And the second thing is MMORPGs. I wasted like 6 years of my goddamn life on World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
The most recent game that I've played consistently has been Guild Wars. You know, it's what I was ranked in the world with two different characters in WoW. Like, and not just like, oh, like, look, I'm there. I'm like, no, I'm in the third best guild in the world. I'm in the top 200 of my class. I'm in the top 100 of my build. Like, that's where
I really
want
to just throw this cake at you. Right? That's fine.
Welcome to video games.
I mean,
everybody.
And, you know, but it's the only time in my life where I've cared enough about a video game to want to put in the effort to be that good at it. And you know, my best friend John Michael. Best tank in the world on World of Warcraft. He was in the number one guild, and he was their main tank. He was the best. And, you know, like, it's really, it's a thing when you have a friend that's ranked number one in the world at something, you're like, I gotta be good at this.
Yeah.
Because if I'm gonna play it, and I'm gonna have him sit in on my fucking team speak conversation, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, here's the number one guy in the world at this game, and everybody's like, well, what's your excuse, faggot? what am I supposed to say
to that?
He
doesn't have four hands.
It's not a competition, though, at the end. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Of course it is.
It's all about who has the biggest numbers.
Now do fighting games count as brawlers in your eyes?
You know,
like
some
Street Fighter,
Tekken,
some Mortal Kombat?
I mean, I love Tekken.
Killer
I love
Instinct.
Virtua Fighter.
Virtual
I love Killer Instinct. I love Soul Calibur. I love... Mortal Kombat 3 is the best fighting game ever made.
Yes.
Period.
No, there's no argument.
No, it's the best.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
No!
You're an asshole.
No! I'm sorry.
God, you see, like, we're talking about, like, oh, we love all games.
This is the problem.
It is such a divisive topic. Yeah. I love it.
No, but, I mean, everything's fine until you're wrong.
and then I have
to disagree.
I can safely say I am the best in the world at GoldenEye. Hands down.
I'll go ahead and say I'm not going to challenge you that because you're right.
Can we not get on?
Because my brother used to play his odd job and you just shoot over
cheating,
him.
But
for
God, we always
hour.
Said we always said no jaws, no odd job.
Yeah.
He used to
be jaws, but you're at a disadvantage.
My brother, he used to play his odd job, and he used to make me so mad that when he bought three snakes, he bought two ball pythons and a red tail boa. He named one of the ball pythons odd job just to piss me off. One of them he named Booger. The other one he was like, he looks at me and he goes, this one's name is Odd Job. I was like, fuck you. It made me so upset. But
that's deep-seated
aggression.
Uncomfortability.
Yeah.
Confession time, I didn't actually play GoldenEye until recently.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
You just missed out on
okay.
some of the best social interaction of your entire life.
And so that is why I didn't have friends until high school.
GoldenEye was one of those games that, like, it doesn't matter how long you play it, you always discover something else,
mm-hmm.
and, like, you pick it up, you know, what is the old adage, you easy to learn, hard to master kind of thing. Anybody can play it, anybody can have fun, it's just stupid, stupid fun, and then
the first
you
time
take
I
it
ever,
as far as you want
The
to.
First time I ever saw the sunrise was because of GoldenEye.
Staying up all night. Yeah.
My friend's mom walked in.
Yeah.
And looked at us. It was like,
I'm kidding.
Go to bed. So I guess...
Talk to Dr. Pepper.
So I guess the next thing we're going to do... do we want to go with Ben's little game or overrated, underrated, or...
Let's do Ben's game.
I'm down.
Okay. You guys are probably way too knowledgeable for this to be fun, but...
No,
it's
still be
fun.
I'll pretend like it.
I don't know a whole lot of indie games.
So go ahead and explain the way this works to everyone.
Okay, so here I've got...
I'm taking the rest of this cake with
you. Dude, take all the cake.
I've got 8 tracks from 7 games. So there's 2 tracks for 1 game. That's like a side game. See if you can identify which game has 2 tracks. And I'm just going to play like a minute to 2 minutes of... Or Alex is going to play it on his phone of the...
Let's do 45 seconds.
I listened to the song beforehand, and I chose points. I have the times written down.
Oh, okay.
I chose points where the themes finish in the song.
Okay.
So,
hold on. I have an interjection.
I have no idea.
Hold on. I have an interjection just because this is probably the funniest text message I've ever been sent in my life. What light so breaks? Much east, very sun. Wow, Juliet.
God damn it, Doji.
I love that the last one is just much dead, and then it's enter, dash, Shakespeare.
Somebody did this mock-up Super Doji beer. And it's like, wow, much beer, so alcohol.
God.
I'm sorry, at first I was reading this, so I was like, what's going on? And then I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Who sent that? The
fucking girl did.
Tell her.
Girl.
Tell her high fives from all of us.
Everyone on the podcast says high fives. All right,
let's start this game. I'm pumped.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, and...
Your heater has a remote?
Yeah, heater has a remote.
What you guys do is just rate from 1 to 5 how much you want to play the game based on the song.
Okay.
And 5 being the most.
Okay.
Like your types go. All right.
Can you tell me whatever the name of the track is? Does that matter?
Yes. Go ahead and start with Pepper Steak.
All right. Is there a certain
Pepper's
point?
Dick?
Pepper Steak. Okay. Is there a certain point in the song or just the very
1 minute, minute exactly.
You start at 1 minute?
No, you stop there.
Oh, stop at 1 minute?
These all start at 0.
This is it?
See you just running around as a little fat guy that moves really slow. This is really cool, actually. Do you recall there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So, what do you got? Cool. Do you guys want to play that game? How about you, Colin? 1 to 5.
4.
4?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'd go with 2, to be honest.
Okay.
I liked it at first, but I feel like that if that's a theme for something you have to do repetitively, I think I'd just have a heart attack.
How about you, Alex?
I'd give that about a... I'd probably go split the difference and go with a 3 because it feels like that'd be a really fun, little thing to have hit for a little bit.
Yeah,
because that'd be entertaining, you know, because in my brain, it's like this fat guy running in slow motion and he pulls out, a little blaster, and he's like, pew!
I'm actually imagining Vince McMahon walking down towards the
rain. Okay, so judging from what I heard from you guys, it's actually pretty accurate. Good job.
Are we gonna reveal at the end, or?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys what the games are at the end.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay,
Pepper
Steak. Go ahead and play Undercurrent. You guys have probably heard this already. For a minute five.
This
minute
is Brick.
Thank you.
Yeah. 5. 10? Can we 6? Oh god.
This is the most frustrating and rewarding game experience.
Yeah.
Most people have played this game. It's probably the most. My mom downloaded it. And was like, I downloaded a new game. I hate it, but you might like it.
There's you remember on PSA Cole and Evil Cole?
Yeah.
What's that game
called? Oh, yeah.
This sounds like it would be on Infamous. Like, I see this kind of like
maybe Infamous too.
Yeah. Like them running through like broken down streets, throwing fireballs at people and
stuff. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. It's kind of the same like
idea.
Well, tone, I guess.
Totally. But the theme is very similar. It's done in a completely different way.
Very, very abstract.
Yeah.
Yes, certainly.
Oh.
Alright.
Okay. Terrific.
Alright. Play Focus.
Downstream. Oh, Focus?
Yeah.
Downstream.
For Focus. A minute eight.
Yeah. That's
wait,
a
wait,
good
wait.
Song.
Focus. I see Tumblr.
You don't see Focus on there?
Focus.
On to go, on to Grass Town, Fake Orchestra, Brusher, Patrol, and Cider Time.
Okay, don't worry about that one then.
Okay.
Play On to Grass Town. I fucking forgot to put that on there. I hate myself.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is a... Yeah, I don't know it, but I like it.
Oh.
Don't, and I'll say again, don't spoil it for listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
I'd play the shit out of this, whatever it is. Sounds like Pokemon! It sounds like Pokemon!
Just play this one for the full duration, it fades out of the picture.
Dude, yeah, this is totally a Pokemon-esque game.
It's not really.
No, I mean, in my brain it is.
The aesthetic is similar, yeah.
Listen
to
this as I grab it.
One guy.
Yeah, one guy. That's fucking
fuck.
Labor of love.
Labor
the
of
definition.
Insanity.
I'm good with that.
That's something else I've never.
There's another theme in the song.
Is it at the end?
Yeah, it's at the end.
Oh, okay.
I never beat this game.
Also, that's the cool thing about the Humble Bundles. When you buy the games, you usually get the soundtracks to the games.
Yeah, I really like that. I really like that.
I think the only game I have on my laptop...
This is such, like, yeah, music. I love this stuff.
I think the only games I have on my laptop are Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, and Iceland Dance.
I think I have Populous, The Beginning, and Red Alert 2 on my computer. Like, that's the only thing on my Windows, like,
I have to put my
partition.
I have to put my Windows 7... into like Windows 95 mode.
But yeah, you're right. To play,
SimCity. To play SimCity,
yeah.
Or Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
And then they announced the Enhanced Edition.
Okay. Wait.
Five. I would play the shit out of that.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
No. I don't know what it is, but I just love it.
Okay, I'll tell you at the end.
Yeah.
You know what that
is.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Is this, so keep playing it?
No.
But how much? You want to play that game a lot?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
Five.
Play Brusher Patrol.
What is the name of this?
Brusher Patrol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brain, this game is super Japanese. This is like...
It's not actually really super Japanese.
But in my brain, it is.
All right. Cool. It won't help. Well, it's just a good thing.
This is like Akira, the video game. It got even more Japanese just now.
Play it, end at 1:30.
This is cool. That'll be good. Okay.
Yeah, okay. How much do you want to play that game?
I'd give that a solid 4.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright.
I liked it too. I'll give it a 4. I'm not totally committed, but yeah.
Alright.
It sounds better not on a phone speaker.
Yeah.
You know? But I liked it.
I'd say 4.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Very solid. That's actually from my favorite game, so...
Oh, nice!
Awesome.
Yeah,
good.
Cider Time?
Go ahead and play Fake Orchestra.
I'm gonna play more Carrot Cake.
Castlevania!
Yeah, I was like, I just had the idea. Simon Belmont.
Alucard.
I felt like the biggest idiot.
I don't want to talk about it.
Is that candy pineapple? That's candy pineapple.
This was clearly made for a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is boss music.
That about, yeah, that about, this
this sounds
boss
very
music.
Familiar. End at 124. Around there, I guess.
That sounds really familiar.
I think we're about good on this one, yeah? Yeah? Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
I don't know. It's okay. It's like a... It's fine. It's very normal.
Okay.
I'd give it a 3. It's very typical.
It's like... Yeah, it's kind of like boss encounter,
yeah.
Final Fantasy, mm-hmm. Just sitting there, their speech bubbles. Or it reminded me at first of like Metal Gear Solid, but
mm-hmm.
Then it kind of... It didn't have that... kind of weird Metal Gear Solid weirdness
mm-hmm.
at the end. But it sounds familiar. I can't place it, though.
This actually has candy pineapple in it.
Oh, yeah. That shit will light your world on fire, dude.
I'd give about a 3.
Yeah, 2 or 3. It doesn't get me, like, super absolutely pumped, but I could see it coming in at a very opportune moment, too.
Like you said, it's good text bubble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, this, we have met. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Alright, Alex.
Every video gamer out there is like, yeah,
I'd say 2 or 3.
Alright.
That's interesting.
Play Tumblr.
I was waiting for him to say, I made that.
Until 38 seconds.
Sounds like a chase sequence.
It sounds like Ninja Gaiden, but like the Nintendo. It's crazy.
It sounds like an epic.
It sounds like something like, yeah, it sounds like something from a movie, honestly.
Yeah.
Like Ninja Gaiden or Shinobi or...
Yeah, yeah, something. I've seen ninjas.
And there's like a panorama of one guy just spinning around him. Like just...
Why am I trapped in this box?
Right. How much do you want to play that?
3.
Okay.
Solid 3.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty... It's generic, like, fight chase scene music to me. Like, it doesn't...
It's interesting that you guys think it's like fight music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to know the answer so bad.
Well, we have one more after this.
All right. I don't know. Yeah, it's just kind of... It sounds like video game music, you know? My palate is more... It's more refined.
I see.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, video game music.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Give it a 3.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead and play Cider Time. For 140.
Wait. Did you hear this already?
No.
Now I'm flipping my shit out.
I like this.
I do too.
This is probably my favorite game soundtrack.
This is a
step.
Trick. This is a trick.
Where's
I know.
Where's the drop? It does have that two-step.
This sounds like another track. Oh!
Do you know where this is from?
Is this the doubled up? From one earlier?
No.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
That sounds like just some really good chill out EDM.
I really
I
like
this.
I like this a whole lot.
I would honestly find this scene in this fucking in this game and then just leave it on and just.
It's save states.
This is from a game that is one of the most frustrating platformers I've ever played. They intentionally chose a very calming music.
Oh god.
No, all platformers, tough platformers, need death metal.
Because that makes...
Holy shit, that's awesome.
I like it. I like that one a lot.
I'd give that a 5.
Yeah,
I'd give that a 5 just for the music.
Yeah, I mean, like, even if you don't play the game, go by the music. It's called Fast Fall by Lifeform, so go ahead and buy it. I guess that's my plug for today, so...
That's pick of the week.
Yeah.
No, instead of pick of the week, we're going to do Game of the Year 2013.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that first one, the one that was weird that Alex said was the fat guy running around, that was from the game called Off. It's a French indie game.
Never heard of it.
Fucking French.
It's It's actually also the game that was doubled up with the fifth track that we played. That was just the generic boss music. That
yeah, okay.
It's a really interesting game. It kind of... It's a game... it's an RPG kind of in the Earthbound style. Everything's really surreal. It makes you think about playing video games in the same way that Bioshock makes you think about playing video games.
Hmm. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't... It's definitely not for everyone. It's a really basic... The gameplay is pretty boring. It's just like... generic JRPG grind and fight things with turn-based system, but the story and the aesthetic is really cool, and if you're into weird shit, just check out Off by Mortis Ghost. The second one was from Braid. Everyone Braid. Knows that. Yeah.
I have that whole, I have, like, sleep to that soundtrack. Now.
Yeah. Really cool game. I'm pretty sure most people have played it. Awesome puzzle platformer that will make you feel real smart once you figure it out.
And then feel real dumb the rest of the
yeah,
time.
Real dumb yeah. the rest of the time. Okay, I forgot to put that one on there. The third one was from Cave Story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cave Story.
You knew Cave Story.
Yeah, so one guy made the entire game and wrote all the music and
yeah.
did all the dialogue and released it to the internet for free.
Mm-hmm.
It took him like 6 years or
yeah.
8 years.
That's fantastic.
Or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
Cave Story is awesome.
It's an incredible game. everyone should play this game or at least try it.
It's free.
It's
you
free.
Can find
yeah,
it.
You
they
have
sell
no
it.
Excuse.
They sell it
they
on
sell,
Steam.
They sell a Plus version. I don't like it as much. They kind of, the team that published it kind of messed with the aesthetic a little bit. I don't
yeah.
like it as much.
They made it more modern or. No, they just filled it in.
They filled it
they
in.
They filled it in.
And it doesn't have the charm, and they redid the music and the graphics.
Yeah.
And
it sucks.
It doesn't... I mean, it's still a solid game.
Yeah, sure.
Play the original,
yeah,
please.
Certainly.
The fourth one was from Bastion, the Brusher Patrol.
Oh, wow.
With the electric banjo.
Bastion! That dude's voice... Oh, then
yeah.
the kid turned
yeah.
the corner and
yeah.
face to face
with
my balls.
Like, it was that, back.
Bastion. I didn't play too much of Bastion, to be honest. I was terrible at it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running it on my computer, which is, you know...
Your toaster pewter?
My toaster pewter. so you can't make bagels and run games at the same time. So I was going to get it on Xbox Live, but I passed me by. Too bad. Bastion's great, though.
It's a really good game. That's my favorite game.
Awesome.
Mostly for the storytelling aspect. Cause,
yeah.
Really well-told story, character-driven. It's not just like, here's a plot device, let's drop it in, now they're going to go do this thing because of the plot device.
Mm-hmm.
It's all... based on
the bad guy's your brother.
Find the MacGuffin.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there are MacGuffins, but
I need
like...
you to bring me 5 Cliff Racer wings and I can fuck the ocean. God damn it!
And then you get the message.
Video game.
The strings of fate have been severed. Please reload.
Yeah.
God fuck!
Holy shit, it's so real.
Okay.
Awesome. Bastion, right on.
Yeah, and then we had the off music again that was from a boss fight.
Cool.
Then the
was,
second to last.
Did we
one.
All was that the one we all got the boss fight vibe off of?
Yeah,
awesome.
Like, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
The second to last one was from World of Goo.
Yeah,
which has nothing to do with combat, and
really?
Everyone was saying it sounds like a combat song, but it's actually about building shit with really adorable goo balls. So.
It's like if the Exxon Valdez had a smiley face painted. Yeah. That's pretty much World of Goo. That's good. That's a good choice. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I give that game to my dad, and he said, "I need more games like this, Ben. They keep me from my brain from growing old because it's a kind of a puzzle game where you have to think very laterally, and it's just got a really nice aesthetic and everyone can play. It's on the WiiWare and it's also on the PC. It's on Linux. I think they released it for every platform ever.
Yeah, it's old now. It came out years ago.
Yeah,
now.
A couple
years.
I'm pretty sure it's like 2D Boys only game.
Well, I think they're doing a World of Goo 2.
It's not here yet.
Goo.
And the last one is from Dust Force.
Dust Force?
Never heard of Dust Force.
It is a really fucking difficult platformer where you play as a janitor
I've heard of dust,
of
course.
Oh my
clean
god. Dust scattering along walls and ceilings and all that shit.
Never,
you're basically like a ninja janitor.
Never played
yeah.
it, but
I'm in.
Oh god. Yeah, that shit, that music was the bomb.
Yeah.
Was,
the soundtrack is incredible.
I'm glad awesome. I've got these on my phone for today.
You only get them for today.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this to remember what it was.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was,
that was a great exercise.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We're coming up on the point where me and Ben got to go to work. In a
yeah,
minute,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I actually have to go to work. I'm sorry, Tucker. 30 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
Let's do Game of the Week,
Game
of the
Year
2013. Just
yeah.
quick round robin. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I don't have one.
This year?
Yeah, like
this one
year.
That you've played.
Can we just do Game of the All Time?
Game
no,
of the Year all years.
That's too definitive.
It's weird because my game of the year was on Dreamcast.
That's fine. Just pick a game.
Yeah, I know.
Just pick a game.
I don't have a game of the year.
Game of the year? I don't know.
Your game of the year, not from this year.
Okay, I don't buy new games.
But no, any game
so
that you play
cheap.
That you think is your favorite game that you played this year.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Not of the year, just
oh,
this in this year.
I thought you were treating us all like game reviewers.
Yeah,
like,
I give it
time.
A 3. Out of 5.
thank you. thank you, Sess.
Well, I guess it would have to be, oh, fuck. I don't know. Somebody else go.
Okay, my 2.
Fuck you.
My 2.
You have 2? Can I borrow one?
Sure.
Okay.
If you played it.
Yeah.
Bioshock Infinite, Grand Theft Auto 5. Those are my 2 games.
No!
They actually came out this year.
They did come
yeah.
out. I have...
Wow.
He's on
relevant and, like, make us all look bad.
Yeah, shit.
I play games. I like new stuff.
You're wearing a tuxedo shirt.
I work.
Did Mass Effect 3 come out this year? It
came out last year.
Fuck. No, I don't know then.
It didn't have to come out this year. Just the one that you played this year.
I played a lot of Mass Effect 3, except for the end. Mm. I stopped, like, 10 minutes before every time.
I did too. I don't know the answer.
I don't want to talk about it, actually. I want to choose a different game.
I don't... I'm trying to think of a game that
I
really
got
into.
Yeah.
Jet Set Radio.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck
Jet
yeah.
Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio.
That
in
was
my
on the Dreamcast, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It is one of the best games I've ever played.
Then, in that case, Rush 2049
yep.
on
yep.
the Midway Arcade Collection for the GameCube.
Yep.
I bought that at Ed McKay's this year, and... That is my one of my favorite games of all time. Rush 2049.
You know what? My second pick, since you had two, Pain. Pain is my second pick.
Pain was a very
because
great.
Pain is a game that now has a personal meaning to me and always will because it's just so good for getting drunk with your buddies and just like
watch me do this.
Guys, we gotta get up in 4 hours to go to Free Comic Book Day. What do you want to do? Stab and play Pain.
Drink shitty 99-cent rips.
God, dude, rip it's so gross. Alright, Ben.
I don't have one.
No, just name a game that you enjoy
okay.
looking at.
That I enjoy looking at? You're like, gosh, game, you're pretty. Get some more.
World of Goo!
I really enjoyed Off. We listened to a couple tracks from it. I like games that I can think about, and that game made me think a lot. I wrote a really shitty, long blog post about it. I'm not going to tell anyone what my blog is because I don't want anyone to read it. No, I don't want to plug my blog. It's full of bad poetry. Go away.
We'll find it. We'll
yeah.
plug it for
yeah.
you. It's fine.
We have people who know how to internet. We're going to find it.
Yeah, you probably will.
It's
the look of disappointment on your face.
It's hidden away on Tumblr, but you probably will.
Oh, I've got Tumblr. I'll find it.
Shit.
What the hell is a Tumblr?
I don't... Some social media thing.
I haven't posted on it in 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't even care about it.
We're going to have to play it. I've never heard of
I
it.
I did play an interesting game that was looking to be... The first hour and a half I played it, I was like, this game is going to be like one of my favorite games of all time. Then it really dropped off because of some shitty design choices. But I played a game called Antichamber.
Oh, wow. So we could have a whole blog post dedicated to Antichamber,
okay.
for sure. I
yeah.
feel the exact same way.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was, like, mind-blowing at first.
And
then
when
was,
you get, like, the block puzzles...
It was absolutely, like...
Just so everyone not in the loop, it's a game that's... It's got a really clean aesthetic. It's a first-person puzzle game. Kind of like
it's
Portal.
It's Portal. It's like Portal, but, like, psychedelic Portal.
Yeah.
With no humor.
No humor.
in a way.
Yeah. And you just run through these, you go through these puzzles, and they're supposed to, like, make you think differently, and after you're done with each one, there's a little, like, maxim that I guess you can apply to life. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like plaques on the walls, and they have like something clever written. It's like,
but they have to do with the puzzle you just did. So if the puzzle was, there's a gap, and if you try and jump across it and you fall, but if you just try and walk across it, like shit comes up and helps you get across the gap.
Yeah.
Like the maxim would be, like something
take
about
it slow.
Leap of faith.
Yeah,
or something like that. Yeah. So that's the kind of game it would be. It until you get the first. "Quote unquote gun," and then it's all about moving these tiny
it's
little
awful.
Blocks around.
It's awful,
and it becomes just really frustrating and painful and
tedious.
And I did finish
tedious.
It. I did finish
I,
it.
I never finished.
And the ending makes no fucking sense because there's no story
how
at
could,
all.
Yeah, I was going to say, how could you like make anything?
I'm going to tell you the ending of the game because there are no spoilers for this game because it is it has no story.
So is it kind of like Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Hey, wait, don't spoil that for me, because I've been watching that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I've been watching that show for, like, 5 years now, trying to get
don't
like,
finish
an episode every 6 months.
You go into a giant white area, and there are, like, these platforms, and you're following around that black cube that you see occasionally.
Yeah.
You get it at the end of the last puzzle, and now you're in this giant area, and you have it in your gun, and you're trying to put the black cube into the logo of the game.
Wow.
And then everything just closes up. You're just walking around this giant area and everything closes up and there's the logo of the game and then the credits roll.
It's still better than the Mass Effect 3 ending.
Still a better love story than Twilight.
All right, I gotta
run.
Okay.
Yeah. Tucker's gonna be pissed.
I'm
it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Just tell him you were semi-famous.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, thank you, Bosif. Thank
you're
you, Ben.
You're very welcome. Yeah,
for
thanks,
coming
guys. Thank you
so
for having
yeah.
us. We'd like to have you both on again.
Yes, absolutely. It'd be a fantastic day. As always, I am Alexander Fulmer.
Colin Norris.
And thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned next week, and we'll have another cool new episode up for
yeah.
you. It'll be a Christmas week episode, actually.
Yeah. We're going to get drunk.
Yeah. It's probably just going to be a, I hate Christmas
I'm
episode.
Bringing the eggnog.
So, you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next week.
Go out and touch the butts.